'Tis the season for the Nutcracker, a classic ballet that can involve more than 200 dancers and musicians. One theater artist in Philadelphia is putting together a production all by himself. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the one-man Nutcracker.
The Pennsylvania Ballet's production of George Balanchine's The Nutcracker runs about 2 hours, including intermission. Chris Davis's one-man Nutcracker tells the whole story of the ballet and then some in just 45 minutes.
Basically, we're saving you time. You go to the Nutcracker, your whole day's over. You come here, you can actually go out, go shopping, get some gifts, and you also checked it off. You saw Nutcracker this year.
Davis, who's a staple of the Philadelphia Fringe Festival, goes beyond the traditional telling of the ballet back to the original E.T.A. Hoffman short story about the Crackatuck Nut.
All he has to do is crack the nut. He takes the nut, he puts it in his mouth. Can he crack it? Can he crack it? Yes, he cracked the nut!
Like a play-by-play announcer, Davis calls the action as the young man attempts to reverse a curse that turned a beautiful maiden into an ugly nutcracker.
And she eats the core of the nut, and oh my God, she's transformed, and she's back to a human, and she's smoking hot. Awesome.
For Davis, ballet and football are not so far apart.
When you're Nick Foles and you got 10 seconds left and you're throwing the Philly special, you better make it. And that's how you win the Super Bowl. And in a sense, this is the Nutcracker Super Bowl.
Davis, who was 37 years old, started taking ballet lessons just 2 months ago to prepare for this production. After doing so, he had a new appreciation for the art form.
Yeah, it's just been like to recenter and to get into your own body and embrace your body as it ages, as it changes. I think ballet is a good way of addressing those things.
Davis is running his one-man Nutcracker in direct competition with the Pennsylvania Ballet. His showtimes at Plays and Players Theater in Rittenhouse Square are at the same times as those of the Nutcracker at the Academy of Music. His is just in a smaller venue. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.